You're listening to SBS News.
Just 6 weeks after the federal government introduced its major budget legislation to Parliament, the Senate has given its final approval to the government's income tax cuts. Shortly after the legislation passed, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull was celebrating.
It is fair, it's comprehensive, it is well thought out. It is a long-term plan. But above all, it says to Australian families, we believe in you. We believe in your aspirations. We want you to realise your dreams. We want you to keep more of the money you've earned. It's not the government's, it's yours. This personal income tax plan is for you.
Over the next 7 years, about 94% of Australians will get a tax cut or move into different tax brackets. The first stage of the plan gives immediate tax relief of up to $530 a year for about 10 million Australians earning up to $90,000. The next stage of the tax plan begins in 2022, when everyone earning under $120,000 a year will pay a maximum 32.5 cents in the dollar in tax. And the final stage begins in 2024, when a single tax bracket of 32.5% is applied to everyone, earning between $41,000 and $200,000 a year. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says it's about the right reward for working Australians.
The plan that the Senate voted for today is a long-term plan to provide cost of living pressure relief in the first instance for low and middle income earners, but it's also a plan to ensure that all working Australians have the right incentive, the right encouragement, the right reward for effort.
Labor only supports stage one of the plan, the tax cuts for low and middle income earners. Opposition Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says there's no certainty in the plan because it's unclear which party will be in government when the latter stages come into effect.
This is a government which celebrates when it reduces the fairness in Australia's tax system, which celebrates when it locks in $140 billion of income tax cuts when they can give no certainty, no guarantees about whether they're affordable or sustainable.
The road to the successful passage of the once-in-a-generation tax cuts wasn't easy for the government. The legislation bounced between the Houses of Parliament over the final 24 hours. In a tactical victory for Labor, the Senate initially rejected the legislation on Wednesday and sent it back to the House of Representatives. But the government used its number in the House to send the legislation straight back to the Senate, where it convinced 9 of the 10 Senate crossbenchers to support the bill. That included One Nation leader Pauline Hanson.
I'm so pleased to have been able to support the government. Australians now who are struggling, those people on the lowest incomes, they are now going to get some relief, and I think it's great for the people.
Senator Hanson changed her support several times in the last few weeks before finally signing with the government. She said on Wednesday she wouldn't benefit at all from the passage of the laws because she earns more than $200,000 a year, but she'll actually get tax relief of about $7,000. She argues she didn't lie to the Senate because she can't be sure of her future.
My term finishes here in 22. I don't even know if I'm going to be in this place. I might be a self-funded retiree at that time. I'm not going to speculate that I'm still going to be here. I'm not going to take it for granted that I'm going to still be here in this parliament.
In an unusual move, the majority of the Senate voted to debate the legislation for just 5 minutes before a final vote. Greens leader Richard Di Natale says it's a dark day.
What a dark day for the Senate here in Australia. Look, this is $140 billion being ripped out of essential public services and you want to ram it through the Senate. This is one of the most shameful, disgraceful days that I've seen in my time in this Senate.
Labor's promised, if it wins government, to double the tax cuts for low-income earners and implement them more quickly than the government. It also says it will repeal stages 2 and 3 of the government's tax plan. Tax relief for middle Australia is now set to be a major issue in the 5 by-elections in July and the next federal election. Miles Morgan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.